Hey there. Just a heads up, this is a podcast for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff. Think spicy language, mature topics, and themes your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, buckle up and enjoy the ride. It helps me to think about that you did this for me. You literally just said yes to my separate play, even though you had a lot of reservations. And you just processed it afterwards. And so I think that's what I need to do for you. Then I can live in the reality of what's happening as opposed to like right now what I'm imagining y'all wish you could be doing, which is really hard for me.
Welcome to Hacking Love, deepening commitment through open relationships. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Anna. We created this podcast to explore the transformative power of ethical non-monogamy and how it can deepen connections in modern relationships.
We've been through it all, divorce, heartbreak, and figuring out what real commitment looks like. Now we're here to share our journey and the lessons we've learned along the way.
Whether you're experienced in open relationships or just curious, we want this to be a space where we can dive into real conversation about everything from swinging to polyamory.
We'll talk candidly about jealousy, desire, emotional growth, and radical honesty. Basically, everything that comes up when you step outside the conventional rules of love.
And if you're enjoying the show, we'd love it if you could take a moment to leave us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. It really helps us reach more people.
Absolutely. And we'd also love to hear from you. Our contact info is in the show notes, so feel free to reach out with your thoughts and questions. We'll definitely get back to you.
So let's dive in. It's time to hack love and discover what truly authentic connections look like. Welcome back to Hacking Love. This is episode 54. We called it post-coffee processing and removing the governor. But I don't know what we're going to end up naming it. But I wanted to do a little bit of an intro because it goes straight into a very intimate recording, as we usually do when we just turn our phone on while we're in bed processing something. After the Christmas party and after our meeting with Chloe, Aiden had his one-on-one coffee with Jasmine. And that went really well. They got to know each other a little bit better. He said he was kind of awkward at the end that they kind of shook hands. She was very flirty and told him, "I feel like this is more than a coffee," which is kind of on brand for Jasmine, much more aggressive than your typical swinger in terms of emotional intimacy and romanticism. And you guys know from listening to the Chloe sessions that I suspect that her marriage is not on solid ground, that she opened up to have sex with other people and start looking for someone else. And I don't really see the connection or chemistry between them. And so my concern has been her interest in Aiden has been beyond what is typical for swingers and more in the poly realm, which, you know, on this show, we have always called ourselves open and situational. So, you know, we're kind of trying to figure out, is that something we want to do? Does Aiden want to pursue something more intimate with pet names like they're using in the texts and explicit photos and separate dates and coffees and things like that? And if that's something he wants, I want to support him in it. So anyway, what you'll hear next is me talking to Aiden and sort of struggling with what that would mean. I'm trying to resolve the feelings that I'm having, which the main feeling I'm having is that I want him to feel free and not have any rules on him, feel like he can do what he wants to do and explore what he wants to explore. But I'm also struggling with how that makes me feel and how that would change our relationship. So I want him to feel free, but I'm also struggling with it. We kind of start it mid-conversation. So the post-coffee processing is kind of what we're talking about. And I'm trying to encourage Aiden to go for it and to date her separately because he has said that he wants to if I was compulsive. And I said that I am compulsive to the extent that I love him and I want him to be happy. And if this makes him happy, then that makes me happy. And I am nothing if not flexible and adaptable to any situation. And I do feel like our relationship is strong enough to hold any sort of potential changes like this. And I think that's what it's all about. So hang in there with us and let us know what you think. All right, here goes.
Say it again.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's leave it on. Shit.
Yeah. No, I just want you to do what you want to do. Like you said, you want to take her out if I was compulsive. That's what you said. Yeah. I said if I was totally compulsive and it turned me on, you would want to take her out. But since I'm not, you don't want to.
Right.
And so that makes me feel like I'm holding you back. And now all I've got in my head is like these two cutie pies who just want to fuck each other and their spouses keeping them apart. And I just hate that. And like, it's hard for me to imagine that you'd be excited to be with me when you've got something like that in your mind that you're being kept from. That would be all encompassing.
Nope. So I think we've explained before that that's a thing for you. If I were keeping you for something that would make it more desirable.
Right.
But that's not the thing at work.
Isn't that how everybody works?
No. I don't have that rebel streak you have. I have a rebel streak, but it's not like you have. Don't fucking tell me what to do. I've never said that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like it, and I'll rebel against it occasionally, but it's not part of my personality like it is for you, I think. It's not a bad thing. It's just who you are. I love it. It's part of what I love about you.
I just think.
But I'm not a, you know, I'm going to do this just because I can't person.
Yeah.
I am a, I'll do what I want person.
You should.
But not just because I can't.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it more exciting for me. It doesn't play into it.
I know. I just think this is just going to go on forever if I don't just let it happen. And I think that's going to be way harder on me.
Well, it's not going to happen, so don't worry about it.
Well, I think it needs to happen. I think that's the only way
I can do it.
But I don't think I can get over this until it's played itself out. I need to see how this ends. I need to see where this goes. I need to see how extreme it gets, how close y'all get. I need to see it instead of just imagining it. And I'd rather know now rather than 2 years from now if y'all are really going to end up super close and dating and really wanting to end up together and all of that.
Catastrophizing.
I know, but...
That's like but, not even in the world that we're living in.
Well, even if it's not, then I'll get to see that it's not. But right now, I'm just imagining. So I think that it helps me to think about that you did this for me. You literally just said yes to something, to my separate play, even though you had a lot of reservations. And you just processed it afterwards. And so I think that's what I need to do for you. Then I can live in the reality of what's happening as opposed to like, right now what I'm imagining y'all wish you could be doing, which is really hard for me.
I'll tell you about that. I know this takes time. You're gonna need to like sit on a few days, but I'm hopeful you'll just come to like a, I mean, I think the best thing we can do is just say nothing until the party, because that doesn't take it away. And it also gives us that opportunity at the party.
Yeah.
And it also frees your mind.
Yeah.
Like it's the party. We got months to just play out and hang out together and do our own thing and not worry about it. And then the party can change everything.
Yeah.
You'd either go, oh, this isn't a big deal. Or I might say, that wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that could change it if we were able to do something like that. Because then at that point, it's like the threat's gone and the excitement might be gone, you know, whatever that would be.
Yeah.
It just still is so much hotter with you. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's sweet, baby.
I mean, can you not, like, in your mind just accept, like, oh, that's what we're going to do. Take it off. It's basically off the table.
I know.
It's backburnered until the party, and the party would be with us. And you're not threatened by that.
I know. I just feel like saying it's on the back burner, for me, it's just going to be, like, hanging over me. Like the whole issue of they want a separate play and you're not letting them. They want a separate play every single day that they're not getting a separate play. It's like harder and harder for them. I don't like keeping people apart who want to be together.
You're in a real pickle.
I know. Mind,
I think you should call Chloe.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, here's how it went. Here's what happened. Share your feelings without me there.
Yeah.
And get some insight. She's very empathetic. She knows where we're at. She knows how you're feeling. And just see what she says. And she may say, if he's offering to not do anything, then roll with that.
That's probably what she would say, but she would probably also encourage me to be okay with you separately.
No, she would ask you if you're okay with it. That's what she did yesterday.
Yeah, but also encourage me to use my tools to like be okay with it and think of things as like you can be 10 out of 10 attracted to somebody else just like you are to me. And it doesn't take away from us that it's not a finite pie and all that kind of polyamorous thought process, which like I get, I know that's possible. To me, that's just like,
I don't know if that's what you said.
If I felt about somebody else the way I feel about you, I mean, I just can't even imagine what a mind fuck that would be.
Assumption. Where in your mind do you feel like I feel about her like I feel about you? Like, where is that even close?
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'll only clarify. What I meant was how Chloe was talking about. She's like, do you think it's possible for Aiden to feel 10 out of 10 love and attraction for you and 10 out of 10 attraction and love for somebody else? Or is it a finite pie? And my answer was, yeah, I mean, I think that's like technically possible because apparently it happens. That's what poly is, right? Mm-hmm. I just can't even imagine it. I can't imagine feeling it myself, but I could easily see you doing that. Easily. I could so easily see you doing polyamory. Like your ability to just jump in feet first, process later with just minimal processing, like no drama, just putting me first, total conversion. It makes me feel like I'm not a good partner for you and that you might be happier with somebody else. And I feel like if I don't catch up soon, it's going to damage us. I just don't know how to catch up faster.
There's no catching up. There's nothing to catch up to.
But then I feel like, all right, really the only way to catch up is to just go cold turkey. It's just rip the bandaid off, massive exposure therapy. Just do the things. Have you just do all the things. No different than what I did. Fucker, go to dinner, whatever it is. And just let the chips fall where they may. And I'll just deal with it, just like you dealt with it. And you could record everything and make me sex videos and show me all your conversations and all that. And I'll just get immune to it. I mean, that's how it worked for you, right?
Yeah, but I'm a different person.
We're not that different. I've just never thought about trying to process it that way. I'm just more like, oh, it's scary, let's not do it. And you're like, it's scary, let's do it. I mean, it seems like if I want to stay in this marriage, I need to be more like you. I mean, I kind of have to.
Don't even question staying in this marriage. That does not enter the conversation.
All right.
That is not a part of this conversation or any conversation. All right?
Okay, yeah.
That hurts my feelings when I hear that.
I just want to be a good partner to you.
You are a good partner. You're a great partner. The best partner. I married you a month ago.
Yeah.
It's fresh, even.
I know.
You're the most amazing woman on their own. And no one will ever get near you in compatibility with me or connection with me or anything.
Yeah.
Just impossible. We've talked so many times about how unique we are, how perfect fit we are. It was in my vows. It was in my conversation with Chloe yesterday.
Yeah.
There's no matching that, I think.
Like, yeah. So it shouldn't matter. Like, it shouldn't matter. Well, you should be able to go do all the things.
You're reducing the world to, like, this, I don't know. It's almost like you're not taking into account everything that we are.
No, you're right. I mean, it shouldn't matter.
I'm not saying it shouldn't matter. I'm saying that your mindset is like, you see us as potentially fragile, or that maybe my connection isn't as strong as you think, or...
I don't want you to be over there going like, oh my God, is this what marriage to Anna is going to be like? We're just going to be constantly processing shit. She's never going to let me do stuff I want to do.
That's not it. Blowing my mind. But you're already offering to do something I really want to do. And I think that's all I need. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I really wanted to do it until you offered it. I'm like, yeah, I want to do that.
Wait, you mean a separate date with...
No, FMF.
Oh.
That's what I'm focused on. I don't know what you're thinking about. You're making shit
when
up.
When you said I offered something you really wanted, I went straight to separate date with Jasmine. Yeah.
I'm talking about play party hookup.
Yeah, I am comfortable with that scenario.
Well, then why don't we just focus on that?
I know, but
I can make it happen.
I don't want you to have second best. Like, just, well, second choice. Meh.
It's better than third choice, far third choice, which is separate play. MFM, FMF, and far below that. So we even did a list of the things we want. And it was the last time I listened, it was the first on your list. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, it's terrible. No, I'm full of shit.
But it was last on my list.
Babe, I think you have to
And you really wanted it too, and I still made it last
I
on my list.
I think you need to put me through exactly what I put
oh
you through.
Oh my God.
I think that needs to happen.
Why?
I need to feel it.
Why would I want that? This is already hard enough.
Because it's not fair otherwise. It's just not
fair. I don't care fair.
About fair. I do.
I care about you being happy.
I know, but this is just so unequal and so just hypocritical. It's totally hypocritical of me. It's almost like you might as well just go ahead and do it like while I'm already in this state, and then it's not like prolonged.
You think it would be better after that? Wait, please.
I mean, at least it would be all like condensed into one thing as opposed to just like
you did say that
for the next 2 years being like, oh my God, like when is it going to happen?
That's what you said about Hot Girl.
Exactly.
Just fuck her already.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I didn't, and it was fine.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's she stopped going to parties.
Yeah. Well, it's because there was no connection with us at all.
There is a connection here. She is really, really into you.
I don't know.
And you're into her, and that's okay.
I'm into her as much as comparison with all the other people we met. You know, there's one.
Yeah.
And there's no second. Like, there's no one behind her. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's just...
It's the only one
you've
found.
It's a desert for
me. I know. Exactly. That's the other reason I have to let you have this. There's just not many opportunities for you. That's it. Like, it's almost cruel not to let you have it.
Cruel.
It is. It really is. I know you're afraid to take me up on it. And
No, I'm not taking it. I already said I'm not.
But just,
I like the exercise of you talking about it and getting out of your head. But I've already told you what I'm doing.
I'm just going to keep...
I've made an agency decision for myself, which is...
I know.
Nothing until the party.
I'm just going to keep bringing it up.
You're probably going to fuck it for me and have a hotel room and surprise me. Like, hey, I need you to go to the hotel room and pick something up.
No, I'm not going to set things up for you anymore.
I know. I'm kidding.
I'm going to let you handle your own dates. And I'd already promised to do that, actually, before the party. But I just
felt
like...
I was kidding.
I felt like she needed encouragement. And so I called her over and made that happen.
Do you regret that?
And I knew you wanted it to happen.
Do you regret that?
God, no. Then y'all would want each other even more if y'all got caught blocked at the party. So, no, I'm glad I made it happen.
I would have just left going, well, I didn't hook up and you did, so that was fun.
And that's not a good feeling.
No, I would have been fine with it.
I don't know how you're fine with all this.
I don't know either.
I really don't. Like, I just...
I think it's time, babe. I've had 4 months.
Yeah.
And really 2 years.
Yeah. That's awful. I can't believe, like, I just...
It's not, it doesn't bother me, though.
Thinking, like, you saying that you want to take her out is so hard for me to hear. Like, and that's what I was telling you for years. I just want to go on a separate date without you. Like, I would have been so incredibly hurt by that. And you just were like, well, let's think about this. Where would it go? How would that be? You were so unemotional about it. I don't know how you did it. Like,
I had emotions.
Yeah.
I definitely had emotions about it. It didn't go into crazy time, but it went into seriously considering it and bracing myself. And
yeah.
I mean, the night it happened, I was really bracing myself. I was like, okay, what's happening now? And I'm going to keep my mind busy. And it was kind of more in the moment than projecting.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't projecting for a long. I didn't have a lot of time. I mean, it was just kind of a sudden thing. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's like, It was, you know, really what it was.
I can do that too.
If not now, when? If not here, where?
That's exactly right. And that's the same with you. Like, this is the first time you found anybody. It could be the last time in a long time. Who knows? And I just have to
start messing with my mortality kink.
I have to let you have this, babe. I just have to.
Well, that assumes I'm going to pursue it, so.
Well, I think you want to.
Only if it's compulsive. That's my rule. I have a rule.
I mean, it is kind of compulsive.
No, it's not. Don't make that shit up.
No, it is. I want you to be happy. I want you to have what you want.
Not at the cost of your well-being.
I mean, you had thoughts. You had terrible feelings that you didn't really share the extreme nature of, I don't know, or maybe they weren't even that bad. But you just seemed so calm. There were no red flags for me going like, he's really in trouble. You know what I mean? So you seemed fine. Like you were asking questions like a rational human and you seemed like you weren't really that upset by it. So, I mean, I could just be like that.
You can't just be like
that. And just focus on you having a wonderful experience, you know?
Well, like I said earlier, I'll just let you keep thinking that stuff. And then when you ask, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm good. Just wait till February. I mean, unless you were really freaking out, like, I have to have you do this or I'm going to go crazy. That's a different thing. A different level of crazy.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of where it is almost. I mean, I really am deeply uncomfortable with keeping you from someone.
I know. I appreciate that. But just do what's best for us. And if it's best for us that we just wait and chill out, I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
I know.
I'm in no rush to do anything.
Yeah.
And if you can find it in your mind to just let it go and be okay with just waiting and doing it in a comfortable environment where you're part of it, and it's not some mystery where I'm off doing things, and I think that would be better. And I'm 100% okay with that. 1,000%.
I know you're okay with it. I just know it's just not your first choice. Like,
it's my first choice right now. It's my first choice because it doesn't complicate us.
Yeah.
And it's actually fun. It's really fun.
But we're already complicated. It's almost like mono couples like think that one of them thinks the other one's cheating and they're not. And then the other one's like, well, I might as well be fucking cheating if you think I'm cheating. So I'm like, you might as well be fucking her if I think you want to be fucking her anyway. Do you know what I'm saying?
New level right there.
Yeah. I'm like, you might as well just go and date her and be full-on romantic and all the things that I'm terrified of, because it's already happening in my head. And so it's like, we might as well just do it. So if you're going to have to deal with all this fucking processing for me, you might as well get something good out of it. You might as well actually get some separate dates out of it.
And that would be a very selfish thing for me to do.
It would not.
Yeah, it would.
No, it wouldn't. No more selfish than I was with you when I pushed and pushed for separate dating, even though you were uncomfortable with it. And then I fucking did it anyway. Basically called you and presented you with a situation that you couldn't say no to, that was already in my lap. That's just absolutely horrific behavior on my part.
No, it's not.
And I know I like did a great job keeping you in the loop and making recordings and sharing everything and calling you and all that. It's just, I would have been absolutely devastated if the tables were turned, 100%. So I'm just like, there's...
Or maybe not.
In no world.
Maybe you wouldn't have been. Maybe it was... Well, that's what you're saying. It would devastate you now to go do this. But maybe that happening...
Yeah, maybe you'll go do it and I'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, devastating is a very strong word. And if it would devastate you for me to go on a separate date and do what you did, I'm not fucking doing it.
I think I would have been at that point, but I mean, I'm already in a state, so why don't we just use this as like, it's great because it accomplishes a couple things. Like, I have to be becoming annoying to you at this standpoint. It's just constant, like, you dealing with my insecurities is ridiculous.
It's temporary.
So you'll get some time away from me with somebody else who's lighter and easier to be around. And there's somebody you want to fuck, and like, you get to do that. And I'm already processing shit, so I'll just add that on. I'll just fucking add it on.
Just pile it on.
Just you send me all the videos. I'll watch all fuck. I'll watch all the sexy texts after, and I'll just
that is so extreme.
And just do it.
That is super extreme.
It's what you did.
Right, but that's different.
It's not different.
It's different.
It's not different. I owe you.
You don't owe me anything.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I do. babe, I don't want to have an unequal relationship like that. I really don't. That's not what this is about.
I would prefer it that way, actually.
I would not.
I would prefer for you to play more than me and to have more fun than me.
Babe, that's crazy. What?
Yeah.
How?
Because.
Do you feel that way?
Because if it made you happy, if it was like the reaction that I saw you have, and it made you feel light and airy and full of joy and love for me, that's what I want.
Well, that's what I'm aiming for.
I don't know that it would do that for you. I think it would, you know, you've talked about like, I'd have to not see you for a month. That's not loving me and it's immediately wanting to be with me like you were with me.
Yeah.
So I think it would have a different outcome.
Maybe not. Maybe it would just help me get over it and be more like Chloe's thing. Like, oh yeah, you're just as into her as you are into me and it's just fine, well, you know?
That'll never happen. But,
I mean, I think it's a good opportunity to go ahead and take this time where this feels really heavy and probably very burdensome for you, where you just can't seem to make me happy. And just, you're not making me happy anyway, so just go fucking do it. Like, you know what I mean? I cannot be made happy right now. Like, I am fucking hot mess. And so you might as well just, like...
The thing that really bothers me about this...
It's terrible that I cannot be happy for you.
No, the thing that bothers me about this is you've lost your libido for me. That is a problem.
Yeah.
Because this shouldn't affect us.
I know.
Right. So if I just don't do anything, then it won't affect us anymore.
No.
Get out of your head. And
that's terrible.
We just make a decision. I'm not going to do it, which I'm fine with.
No, but that feels so controlling and manipulative.
It's not. You're not.
Like, I'm withholding sex from you.
That's not how I see it.
If you're fucking other people, then I'm going to withhold sex from you as a punishment.
That's not what I'm
saying. No, it feels like that. And even though it's true for me and I wish it wasn't, like, I've been thinking about you guys being together today, and that's definitely it. I mean, it does. If I'm thinking about y'all, it's hard for me to think about us.
So mono.
I know. I'm so mono. It's terrible. But I think the way that I get over that, it just takes a lot of deprogramming. And I think the way to do that is for you to just go do it and show me all the things and let me just get over it. And I would love to get to the point where I could watch a video of y'all having sex and being like, oh, that looks really fun. And look how much fun you're having. And maybe I can get to that if I just keep like watching it and watching it and watching it and watching it and reading the text. And just so it just becomes boring to me like it did with you. That's what
it was
did.
A turn on to me.
Well.
That's even better.
And it was a turn on from the beginning?
No.
I mean... So yeah, so maybe it's not a turn on in the beginning for me, but maybe it will be eventually. And the only way we'll know is if you do it.
Well, I have no motivation to do it. And it's fine. So you're just gonna get more of me being low effort. So it's low effort me.
Oh, so
nothing happens anyway. I mean, do you really think after all this, I'm going to go make a date with her and go fuck her?
Yeah.
You know how extreme that is?
It's not. It's no more extreme than what I did to you.
But I don't care about that. I don't have a fairness doctrine. I don't see equalization as being the solution to this.
Well, I do.
I don't at all.
I think I can learn from how you coped. You just jumped in and you thought about what was best for me and what I wanted more than what you wanted. And that's what I want to do for you. I want to give you that gift.
Well, I love you and I appreciate that. But it's just all too complicated. And it's just not worth it.
I don't think it's any more complicated than, again, I'm having the feelings I would have anyway if you were doing it. So why not just take the opportunity and do it? I don't want to go get comfortable again and then have to jump right back into it. I would rather it just go ahead and happen. And who knows, maybe I'll become numb to it and it'll just become no big deal to me. That would be ideal. That would be a great outcome. I don't really think we're not going to break up over it. I think the worst case scenario is just what we've been dealing with already.
No, it could be way worse.
No.
Yes.
How?
Like you were Sunday.
That's true.
That would be way worse.
I won't do that again.
I don't know.
I just think I need to feel what you felt, and it worked for you to just hit yourself with everything and focus on my pleasure and what I wanted.
I agree with that.
Experiment with that.
I agree with that, but I am turned on to see you with another man if I'm there.
Yeah.
And I was kind of there with the video.
Yeah.
If I hadn't been there, it would have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot harder for me. Now I would have dealt with it and I would have figured it out, but
yeah,
you made it easier with that. But that's not what you want. You wouldn't want to see it. You wouldn't want the video. You don't want to, you just, so you'd have to sit there and just go crazy while things were happening.
No, I would want the video.
You would? That,
yeah, I would want, I want the video, the text, I want everything you got.
But not, it doesn't turn you on, so why would you want it?
So that I can see what it really is, how y'all really are together, as opposed to what I'm imagining in my mind. And I can ground myself in the reality of that and start to use it as a tool for conversion.
Or you have a vision of it and it stays in your head forever and you can never get over it. That's like, if I were looking at worst case scenarios, I need to look at the worst case scenario for us.
Yeah.
And the worst case scenario is you can't get over it. And then something happens with us. And there's a rift. And that is not worth the risk at all to me. So you'll know if that's something you would like.
I mean, the good thing is our porn is the best ever.
It is the best porn.
I'd be shocked if what I saw was better than what we do.
No. No chance.
Not that you need to hold yourself back in it, but I think it would help me to see. Okay.
Any chance it would turn you on?
I don't know. There's always a chance, right? I'm open to that chance. I want that. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I want to be turned on by it. I want to be compulsive. I want all that so badly. And I usually get what I want.
You do. That is very true of you.
So I think if I just really immerse myself in the experience and come at it from the perspective of how happy it's making you and how wanted you feel and how fun it is for you, and that if I can just focus on you, that will help a lot. And who knows, maybe it will help me get there and be in a better spot about it.
Okay, so for tonight, I think you should maybe journal about it.
I'm too tired.
Think about it, breathe about it.
Yeah.
Sleep on it for sure. That always helps you.
Yeah, it does.
Although sometimes you sleep on something and wake up to something way worse than we agreed to.
Exactly.
Like Monday night.
Yeah.
No, but I think you just think about it and think about you and your feelings and us.
Yeah.
Don't think about her. Just think about us.
I know.
If you just keep us at the top of the pedestal.
Okay.
Which is what I did.
Yeah.
That helped me a lot.
And that's what's helping me think about just being like, just go do it. Like when I think about us at the top of the pedestal, it is. It's all about us and encouraging each other and wanting the best for each other and wanting wonderful experiences for each other. Mm-hmm. As if not now, when? Mm-hmm. If not her, who? Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think.
I'll think about it too.
Yeah. Please do.
February 28th, 28 is still my goal.
That's a long time from now.
2.5 months.
That's a long time to be denied something that you want.
It's just a short delay.
No, I'd rather.
That would be so ideal for me. What if we made something happen before that?
I don't know. I think.
Because it would be organic.
Yeah, it wouldn't be organic. It would feel kind of odd. And then what do we do with him? I don't know how that would work. I think I would just rather
just right have now, him come watch.
Right now, I think he's teed up to be ready for a separate date. And
separate date with you?
No.
No, me, you, and her?
No. I think he's teed up and expecting to get a request from her to see you separately. I think that's what she wants, and I think that's kind of what he's expecting after he's like, well, where does this coffee go? Like, mm-hmm. I think that's where it goes. And so
he has a whole other aspect of this we haven't even considered.
Yeah, like, I know.
It may be too much for him.
Yeah.
And then they have their own issues to deal with, which they do. She told me today. They do.
I think he'll do anything that she wants, is what I think. So I don't think he's probably a barrier, because I think she wants to do what she wants, and she's going to do it. And he's probably not going to express to her any reservations he has. And she's probably not going to dig too deep, because I think she just really wants it. So, yeah, I'd kind of like y'all to just go for it. And just show me all the things. I've never seen a tape of you having sex with anybody. That'd be good for me.
I love how you say, that'd be good for me. Like, it's almost like I just have to withstand it and just white knuckle it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a valid way of processing, of just like, all right, let's just see how it all goes. And
okay, so think on it. If you can't journal, just do some good exercises for yourself. Just
yeah.
If you seem at a much better stage right now, even though I know it's still there.
Yeah.
But it's not crisis. It's just melancholy a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think this is the first time you've ever said you don't want to have sex with me, which worries me.
I know. I'm just, it's not that I don't. I'm just, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, I feel like there's a third person here.
There's no third person here.
And it just doesn't.
See, it's in your head, man. It's like.
Yeah.
It's just.
But I think a ghost. I think if I saw it in person, or, you know, just on, I could just be like, all right, like desensitization, just like you did. I mean, it worked for you.
Let's just find what works for you. If that works for you, we'll figure it out. But I think what works for both of us is just waiting until the party.
I think it works for both of us for you to just go ahead and start seeing her.
Not start seeing her. I don't want to start seeing her. That sounds like dating to me.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it is.
A tough state.
Yeah.
Maybe do some reading on it or something.
Yeah.
Now we got a million podcasts.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay, so that was our impromptu recording from last night.
And now we're going to make another one.
Now we're going to make another one.
Because things change as time progresses.
As they do.
A little bit.
So I woke up this morning. I slept well, thank God. I didn't sleep well the night before last. And I was super horny this morning, which was really helpful.
And it's always
helpful, baby. Puts you in a good mood, right? Dr. Kelly Casperson talks about libido being a mood. It's so true. It is a mood. That's a good one.
We did have sex last night after you said you didn't want to have sex with me. So
yeah, we actually ended up doing that. And I was just in a better mental state, I think, as time goes by. I just get more calm about everything. So I had this idea, and I texted you this morning, that basically I said, I'm feeling more open to all of this and a little curious about what it would be like to let myself explore my own sexuality a bit more by removing my governor on my communications with other guys and just leaning into the flirty sexting aspect of all this. And then, of course, you and Jasmine could do the same. And then every night we could compare sexy texts. And I think that would be fun together and really kind of sexy. And then I could get turned on by that.
And I did like that idea because I would much rather go the route of sharing everything.
Yeah.
Than sharing nothing.
And that's one of the things we talked about is I was like, all right, if we're going to go the separate dating route, especially after you just had your coffee yesterday with Jasmine and that went well, moving forward, what level of privacy do we want in our interactions with other people, whether they're full-on relationships or do we want them to be full-on relationships? Do we want them to be just fun friends with benefits, fuck buddies or whatever? And my thought was that, you know, at some point I had said, if you still need all the recordings and video and screenshots of all the texts and everything from me, and you want complete privacy, that's completely fine. I said that on our session with Chloe, but I got back to you later and I said, I'm re-listening to this and I realized that that is actually not true. I don't want that. I wouldn't feel like that was fair at all. I feel like that's almost in the same vein of a one penis policy where it's like, what's good for you isn't good for me. So I feel like whatever transparency we decide on should be the same for both of us. If, you know, you want all the recordings and then I also get all the recordings and screenshots and texts and everything, or we both have full privacy, or there's just, you know,
there's no separate dating.
Whatever. Yeah. Or there's just no separate dating. Right. Yeah.
I think we landed on the second one, which is I don't mind being transparent if it's still fun and light. Right.
Yeah.
And so if you've gotten to the point where you can accept it and you are turned on about it, especially, and I think you could get there, I really do. Because you've said in the past, like, I would love to watch you. Your
I have
preference
that.
For watching me, even in the beginning, was kind of there. Even with our very first experience, you're like, I kind of liked watching that. Like, you were taking care of her, and that's my man. And that really was flattering to me. So there's not a threat to me for you watching me if it turns you on. But if it makes you sick to your stomach, that's a different story. And I think that will change. I do. I know you pretty well. I think it will. So that would be my preference, is let's just share everything like we always have.
Yeah.
And just be open and curious. And I think it'd be fun to share your texts with a guy. When you share them with me, I kind of like it. The information side of it gets satisfied. But then also more and more, it just kind of turns me on.
Yeah.
To the point where you can start even mention another man and I'll be like, you know, I'll get a little bit of jealous-sidedness, and it's a good thing for us. And that's what it always comes down to for me. Is it a good thing for us?
So one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight was, are we taking the governor off of the text, right? Like, can you resume, right? You know, the flirty texts and the sexting stopped with Jasmine pretty much as soon as you told her that we don't have secrets and that I'm fully aware of everything.
And as soon as you reacted to the text. That and wasn't so, something I was going to push either.
Right. But she immediately stopped it. There was no more wet pussy texts after that. And so
she showed her husband the text too. So probably.
I think she thought she was kind of getting away with a back channel text thing, a little bit of a cheating kink. You disagree with me, but I do. And I think it kind of killed her buzz.
And I think she's an evil genius.
I don't think she's an evil genius. I just know it's fun to like, ooh, his wife doesn't know about these texts and I'm just telling him all about my wet pussy.
Or she just likes flirting with me.
I think it's both.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you
were not in her head.
So okay, women out there, send us an email. Vote now. You know what I'm talking about.
Here we are again analyzing other people we don't know.
Anyway,
getting in their heads.
Anyway, so but if we take the governor off, I think we can have a lot of fun with this.
Yeah.
Like you could reserve your sexy text with her. Y'all could get excited about, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The proposition that you just received this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to have some sexy anticipation for that. And then I could, you know, the man I exchanged massages with at the last party has been texting me some pretty...
Very appreciative texts.
Very nice texts that I have been very neutral in my response back. I haven't really said like, oh yeah, that was super hot. I really loved it when you did this, or you're a great kisser, da da da. I didn't say anything like that. I just was like, thank you for making me feel so comfortable. It was really fun. That's it. And so that's my governor, right? So if I didn't have my governor, I might be a little more flirty and just have more fun with it and get to explore a little more. And then if I'm feeling more fun about it, I think I can feel more fun about it for you too, you know, which it shouldn't be like that, but
let's imagine
whatever helps me access that.
Let's imagine we do this.
Yeah.
I can imagine where it's just us having fun and like me reading your text and being excited for you and you reading my text and being excited for me. And just like, isn't that cute how she said this thing or he said this thing? And
totally.
And I think we can get there. So I think that option too is it. I think I don't want privacy from you. I don't want to hide anything from you.
I don't either.
I don't want you having back texts that I don't know about.
Agreed.
And so I don't think that's for us.
No, I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah. In my mind, there was like a 51% chance that you were going to say, I want total privacy. And I want I want separate dates
chance.
And I want total privacy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
I'm glad you asked.
But this is going to go both ways. But I'm so glad because our biggest concern we keep going back to is our connection. And I think if it's something we're doing together and it's like we're giggling about it every night, and like, oh, look what he said, or look what I said, da 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 da. Like, I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
That's fucking hot.
Me too. It is. And it could be really hot.
It could be. 100%.
Get turned on every time we get a text from somebody, and then we end up fucking all the time. We don't have time for them.
I could see, we've never had sex every single day, but like,
almost.
I could easily see us doing that. Easily.
It keeps the NRE alive for sure.
Definitely. So I don't know. I think that could be fun. So are we saying officially governor is off?
Yes, governor's off.
Okay, excellent.
All right. Now I don't know what to expect from you. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. Well, you don't need to wonder.
Well, I can't. First of all, I can't send sexy texts to her now because her husband's involved and he doesn't want it. So now it's all lopsided to you and you're going to have all these sexy, flirty, fun times. I'm going to be talking
about
logistics.
I disagree. He's fine with it. He just.
He's never said he's fine with sexy texts. And I think they've had to have talks about it because he didn't know about the text.
Well, I think he knows about it now and is okay about it now. In fact, he texted you today offering an MFM.
Right, he did. So just as we're talking about, we're just listening to this last segment. This is all we do right now.
Do you want to read what he wrote?
Yeah, okay. So I sent her husband a text this morning.
It was super classy.
Yeah, and I basically said, "Hey, Robert, I just want to say thanks for how open and grounded you've been with everything. I really respect you and the way you and Jasmine navigate things. And I wanted you to know that I'm coming from a place of care and respect all around. I appreciate you." And this was really, I really appreciate it when men reach out to me and either check in with me, get to know me first before like totally macking on you.
Right.
And it's one of those things that I always show respect for the other partner. It's just really important to do that. It just makes everything better. You know, of course, he'll share that with her and she'll appreciate that too. So he wrote back and he said, "Hey, brother, thanks for your message. Jasmine and I felt an immediate connection with you and Anna. It's a thrill to have found such great new friends. That's why I felt safe in encouraging you and Jasmine to be together. I know she enjoyed it and that's what makes me happiest. I was surprised to learn the two of you were still going on after the party, as Jasmine and I have never even discussed such an arrangement. She and I had a long talk and we have an understanding." Long talks, we know what that's like.
Uh-huh.
"While dating separately might be a possibility at some point, for now, I'd like to invite you and Anna, if she desires, to join the two of us soon for some fun and to give Jasmine some special attention. Let me know if you're up for it. This Saturday worked for us. I respect and appreciate you as well." So I look at that, I'm like, oh, wait, things are changing, as they always do, because it's never what you expect. And he's basically saying, "I'd love for the four of us to play, but if that's not the case, which it's not, then the three of us." And so I was surprised by that. Yeah, so I just wrote him back and said, "Anna's probably not going to participate, but..."
Yeah, what did you say? Exactly.
Let's
see. I said, "Appreciate you, brother. And yeah, Jasmine's been really thoughtful through all of this. Open relationship stuff is hard and never exactly what you expect in your head, but it feels like we're all handling with respect, and I'm grateful for that. I assume Jasmine is also asking and fully aware for the setup you suggest. If so, I'm interested. Anna wouldn't participate, but she fully approves. We're on our little cabin honeymoon over the weekend, but I'm sure we can find a day that would work in January."
So that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting.
And I do think that does a couple things. One is it really kind of solves our problem here, because rather than your mind going to a romantic, beautiful, whatever this shit is you built up in your head about what this would be, the extreme, it's me and her awkward husband and her.
In a cuck chair. That's what I was like, how is this going to work? Because honestly, you guys, I really don't see the chemistry between them. I don't know if y'all remember us talking about our very first couple swap. Like, the couple was not into each other. Like, they didn't play with each other at all during the foursome. She just was getting off on you and she had no interaction with him whatsoever.
At one point I said, "Do you want to like get back with your husband here?" And she's like, "Nope,
nope,
this is good.
This is good." So I think it's going to be like that. Like, I think the poor man, it's just so unequal. But, you know, he's trying to make her happy. And I think it's what she wants. So if she can't have you separate play, then she's going to have you this way.
So kudos for him for making it work for her.
Yeah.
If that's what they're doing.
I mean, I get it. Like, yeah. You're a fucking hot property.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know you are. That cock.
Why do you say that? That was a reference.
I can't remember which
that
woman.
That was my first solo.
Oh, your first solo. That's a quote from Aiden's first solo adventure.
That you set me up on.
Yes.
That I wasn't really that into.
She was like, "That cock." I'm like, "Yep, I agree." I totally agree. It's amazing.
She did say that.
Can't keep my hands off it. And you can't help but put my hands on it.
That's true. That's true.
You're like, "Feel it." You were so proud of it. You're like, "Feel it. Here, you grab my hand, put it on it. Look what it's doing. Look what it's doing now.
In response to you, that's what it's doing.
Look what's happening. Check it out."
I mean, literally, I was just lying here a minute ago and you're just in bed with me and we're just talking about this stuff. And I just start getting hard spontaneously. Nothing's touching me. But that is the effect you have on me. I just kind of get hard around you. I don't know what it is.
I get it. I get wet around you.
Okay.
Usually.
Usually, except for last night until you did.
Except for last night until I totally did.
But it was perfect.
Yes, it was. So tell me, what are your feelings about that? I think you were a little bit like, "Oh, what the fuck?" And now you're like, "Okay."
Well, you know me, I always have to process things. Like, you're always like, "Well, yes, go do it right now and make your decision and send it a text." I'm like, no. I have to process these things. Imagine it. In my head, okay, what does this mean? Where are the emotions in the room?
Where is the cuck chair exactly? In the bedroom.
I mean,
actually, I know exactly where it is. They have this funky, like, Japanese foldable chair thing.
Right.
That's where he's gonna be.
You've picked this place up for
me. Yep.
So I said, "I'm interested. You know, it could happen." I've never been a bull in a relationship like that. Like,
so fucking hot.
A bull is where a hot wifing couple brings in the man to satisfy the woman with the man. And I've never done that. And I've never wanted to do that because my MFM scenarios, which is my favorite fantasy, always involves you. So in this case, it doesn't involve you. So it's not my number one by any means. It's somewhere between a female, male, female, and separate dating. MFM, non-bisexual setup with a woman, with you, is what my preference is. Then, now that I've discovered you might be into it, would be a female, male, female, where you, not bi, would be into it with me with another woman. That's hot. And then next might be this or something else. And then separate dating again at the bottom. Yeah. So this ends up being kind of a solution for us. Like, he resolved it for himself and her. Obviously, they talked about it. They must have. We'll find out.
Sounds like they've had a lot of
talks. They've had a lot of talks.
Yeah.
Just like we have always. And that's one of the things you can expect in all of this, guys, is lots of talking. If you don't like talking about your feelings, either learn it or find something else to do.
Yeah. Or just be monogamous.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just do your thing. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's a possibility now. And I'm as excited as I was before. Just, you know, it's something that could happen. I think more importantly, it kind of repairs this. I don't see you letting your mind take off with it if he's in the room.
No.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm maybe, completely fine with
maybe
this.
Maybe there's a solution here. So.
That is. It is a solution.
I mean, to me, it's obvious they talked about it. And she said, how can we both get what we want? And they came up with this solution. We've actually done that before. Remember when we had the party here and we're trying to figure out how we could get what we both want? And I said, well, if it's smart guy and you, if I'm there, we're both getting what we want.
Yeah.
I remember thinking about adding a third as being the solution between couples and separate dating.
Yeah.
So I think that works. So we'll see.
100%. Yep. Yeah. And I'm come around to that too, obviously, since I realized my total hypocrisy and craziness and asking for separate dating, pushing you on that for so long.
So that's got to be a relief for you.
It is a relief for me. I'm so glad. I think the best thing about this whole thing is that it has forced us to redefine and solidify the way we want to operate in this.
Yeah.
Because we've always just said we're open, situational. But I think the danger of that is just, oh, then I guess I'm going to go on a trip with somebody.
Like, yeah.
Because that's a situation that I want and it came up.
Yeah.
Like, I think we have a much better idea now of the parameters within which we prefer to operate, at least for now.
Yeah.
And then we'll, of course, renegotiate that at some other point as things change.
It's been changing this whole 2 years.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. So this is exciting. I feel really good right now. The whole idea of getting to be myself on text a little more authentically, and just because the whole idea of this is like being able to be ourselves, being able to explore sexuality, that kind of thing. I haven't really been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I like the texting part of it. It's so much less threatening to me. And it's just all there for you to see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's less threatening to me in the sense that, like, I don't always want to have sex with people. Like, maybe all I want is flirting and texting, and that could be just fine.
So how do you flirt with guys who are in our group that are expecting to see you? And I mean, are you going to fuck them every time? Or
no, no.
I mean, one of the reasons you govern is because you don't want to leave them on.
True. I would be very clear about that in the text. You know, I don't play very often, or my thing is soft swap. That's the other thing I talked about. Because I think that I like to set it up that way, because 100 out of 100% of the guys that I've been with who were not you have had erection problems unless they were on Trimex. And so for me, that's not something I'm interested in, is some guy trying to fuck me when it's not working and it's just so awkward that way. So I just like taking that off the table to begin with.
It also takes the pressure off the table. Like, you can always go to that. You can say soft swap. Well, that's what I told you in the text. That's what we do.
I
just like to flirt around a little bit, but I really don't play very much. That's a great thing to say.
You
can if you want.
Then
they feel flattered by it.
Exactly. I can be like, oh yeah. I'm like, yes. Can change my mind at the moment, but there's no expectation of it, which when there's an expectation, that is such a turnoff for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just be like, yeah, I'm kissing and cuddling and talking, like flirting.
And they'll be totally fine with that.
Yeah, 100% they will.
Yeah.
And so I think that's how I'll do it.
Yeah. So I would ask that if we're starting this sexy text thing and see how it goes.
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't know how I feel. You don't know how you'll feel.
Yeah.
I'd like to start it because I'm not doing that now. And it may pick up with her again.
Okay.
But they may have an agreement that they're not. Because now he's reading their text too. And so I would want to ask her, like, is this okay if we flirt online? Anna's good with it.
Why don't you just write Robert back and say, hey, just to clarify, is it okay if I continue to text?
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Like, honestly, where's
your
phone?
He was being pretty direct.
I think that's the one thing where he wasn't direct. Why don't you text him right now? Maybe he'll text us back during
a little bit. But
okay.
You want to text him back right now?
No, because then what if he responds and we can add it to the pod?
We'll add it later. That's fine.
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, they don't even check their text ever.
Yeah, he's checking it because he's interested in this.
I don't want to do it right now. I need to think about it. It's not something I'll rush to. So
okay, but I think
I have
that
to have a message for him, and I want to think about it. So
okay, that'd be good to know. Just be like,
always, but no.
I know. I just want to know. Like,
she's
hey,
doing it for you guys. She's doing it for the pod.
Just to be clear,
that's why she wants to rush everything.
Are you okay with me continuing to text Jasmine? If not, totally understand. Yeah, let's find that
put
out.
It in the four way.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're talking about sexting and stuff.
Great
idea. We want to give him the idea that you're going to, but I could just say it for me, but include them. That's actually a better way to do it.
Actually, or I can do it in the four-way.
How would you say it?
I would just say, hey, I just wanted to let you know.
Chime in here.
I just want to chime in here that I'm fine with Aiden and Jasmine continuing their separate texts and that it...
We don't have any secrets here.
We don't have any secrets and... I could say they can continue their separate text/sex.
Yeah.
And so he knows that it's okay. So then he's in a position of being like, oh, I'm okay with it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. It gives him permission.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right. Don't have to do it right now.
Come on.
Let's just think about it.
Okay.
give it time to breathe.
And good for her to know that I'm on board and all that.
Yeah.
Time.
Yeah. So and it's the four-way communication's better. It really is.
Yeah. I'm down.
Everyone's on the same page. But yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, and then we'll just open it up. Open the floodgates because you're going to be popular.
You don't want me to send any sexy texts until you...
I would like to start it because I have a feeling it would take off and then I wouldn't be going anywhere and we'd have the equalization problem. So if we're going to do this, let's do it together.
Okay.
Right. And I think it'll happen, but let's just start there.
Okay.
Unless you just want to hit it right now.
No, it's not.
Get
urgent.
On the apps.
No, I'm not getting on the apps.
What does this do for you? It just opens you up? Like, what are you...
I don't know. It's kind of exciting. Like, I never really... I think ever since our breakup, I've just been very gun shy to be that flirty on texts. And then when I saw yours with Jasmine, I was like, that looks really fun, right? Like, that does look really fun. And I haven't done that because I thought that's what you needed. And that's what we needed to keep us safe and to keep us secure. But maybe we don't. Like,
yeah, maybe. We still may. I don't know how I'll feel about it, but I think it'll be fine. Yeah. I think I've come a long way.
Yeah.
Especially since then. But even just in the last 6 months,
yeah,
I've just been more and more comfortable with you expressing your own sexuality to other men where it's safe.
Yeah.
And I haven't really done it either. Like, this is the first time.
Yeah.
And it's because she kind of led with it.
Right.
And you did have the sexy text incident, which we have a whole podcast on, which you went nuts on.
Well, when you were with...
when you were side Nicole, trying to compensate. Yes, I was having sex that you set up. And you should go listen to that episode if you haven't heard it yet, because it's pretty funny. But Anna just went off and just did all the sexting all at once
to the husband of Nicole, this woman you were with at the same time.
And he was like, what? He was like, well, this is out of the blue.
So embarrassing. So fucking embarrassing.
But that was a reaction, because you were like, I've got to have the same thing right now or I'm gonna go crazy. And we know now that's what happens, and we know that happened in this instance a little bit. So I think in that case, it wasn't natural.
Yeah.
It wasn't a natural thing that you wanted to do that we were both doing together.
Right.
So this is a little different. So this is another step for us to see how this goes, to be really sexy and flirty with someone online that responds back.
Right. And that's super hot.
Yeah.
And she's super into you and that feels good. I mean, it's probably fun for both of you. Yeah. And then y'all can just resume it knowing that it's fully fine.
As long as he's good with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Which I think he will be if I'm good with it, you know?
Yeah, especially if he has this MFM set up. I think he'll be looking forward to that.
Exactly.
And it's a way to keep her happy and keep her doing things she wants to do, which is what he wants. He clearly wants that for her.
Uh-huh.
So I think their marriage is fine. But they're doing the same thing. Yeah, I know, evil genius, all that. But I think the signals I'm getting from both of them is she went off on her own a little bit because she's worried about hurting his feelings. And now he's in the loop and they've discussed it and come around to a solution for her that apparently works for us. So I thought it seemed pretty healthy to me. That action is very healthy.
Yeah, I'm glad that it seems like they've talked.
That's the most important thing. And again, that's the most important thing with all this is you got to talk. Like, yeah. I wasn't talking to you about what was happening. You weren't talking to me about how you were feeling. And yeah. That was hard. We had to process all that shit. And so just getting it out and saying the hard things that might cause a reaction, but probably would be a reaction in the end that was good.
Yeah.
Is better than holding it in. Just far, far better.
Yeah.
So I've learned that lesson big time. And I think we're all learning it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm excited about this because I've really hated that I was holding you back in any way with this thing with Jasmine, because I think it just seems to make the two of you so happy. And like, she probably has a hard time finding guys she's attracted to. You definitely do. And you finally did. And so I feel like I want to repair this and like getting the MFM with, even if her husband's there, that's like, it's not ideal, but it's better than nothing. So y'all get to get a round two. And that it's not like so many people in the room. So hopefully yeah. It'll go better.
Yeah.
And then,
who knows? It could be expect the unexpected.
No, I mean.
Him in the cuck chair. I mean, he was hanging around us at the party too, which was a little odd.
No, he wasn't, because he was with me.
That's right. He was chasing you.
Yeah,
right,
he was
right.
Not watching y'all have sex. That's why he asked y'all what you did. I didn't know. He wasn't there.
But he was hanging out then.
He came up after and was right. Like, oh, y'all are naked. What happened? And he had no idea. I can't believe she didn't tell him before the party, like, I am intending to fuck this man.
No, they brought condoms.
Like, I know, but like, she didn't say, I am intending to fuck Aiden.
Probably
but like,
not.
I knew from the beginning that was the whole point of the party.
Well, that maybe she knows that's the whole point of the party.
Well, no, I'm sure that she does, because that was her goal. But I don't think she had the discussion with him. Like, I am hoping.
Yeah,
to
right.
Have
because
sex.
He didn't know. Yeah.
No, he had no clue, which is like. Yeah, yeah.
It's so much
hard.
Better not to blindside people.
It really is. Like,
especially your partner. You don't want to blindside your partner.
No, I just hope their communication gets better. She's got sexy texts going on with a lot of people, and I hope she's showing them to him. Like,
what's up about special then?
It's, you know, you're the most special. You definitely are. I just know. I know what's out there. Like, you're definitely the hottest, the best cock, like all the things. Best lover, for
that
sure.
Cock.
That cock. No, I don't get it. You're amazing. So I'm not in any way surprised. But yeah, I just feel like I want to put you guys back together and allow you guys to continue on with your fun flirt and all the sexting, because that's cute.
That's fair. So what's next?
What's
next? Is this the end of this whole round of multiple podcasts on this subject, or
it might be, who knows?
Wow, the ending is
it's
here.
It's not you're gonna have your MFM, hopefully we'll have a whole podcast about that, I'm sure. I'm gonna be eagerly awaiting the governor coming off of my texts. So,
eagerly, yes. I think you're excited. I think this is an opportunity for you to say
I found something. I was like, well, this sounds fun. It's like me finding the massage thing. I was like, I'm finding all these things that are not actually having another man's penis inside me that are naughty that I can do. And with the total transparency and showing you, then I don't have to feel guilty about it either. I love, like, for me, I'm just like, this is great, because I really don't necessarily want to have sex, complete, you know, intercourse, penis and vagina sex with any guy other than you. Because it's like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just always the best with you. And it's
that's how I've always felt.
That's where I have my orgasms. It's like, why would I use any other vibrator than the Wee Vibe? Like, why?
That's your favorite.
It's my favorite. It's the best. It works. It's amazing. And so
you
I'm just
get a sponsorship from them.
Jesus.
You talk a lot about the Wee Vibe.
Wee Vibe, you guys.
I think for your configuration, it's perfect, because you like the vibration stimulation on your clitoris, but you also like it being inside you and having some penetration with it.
I love that.
Yes.
It is amazing.
That's different from a normal vibrator.
It is amazing. Yeah. So I'm just excited that I'm finding things that I'm like, and I'm just opening my mind a little bit. Like when Chloe talked about, I am so self-controlled. Like, I'm trying to keep everything in. I don't want any of my actions to be misconstrued by you. I don't want to hurt you. That none of that, just like what happened at our breakup. I never want any of that to happen. But I mean, I can think of lots of women besides Jasmine that you could be flirty with. Or
who? Oh, candidates. You've got several. You've got Aaron. You've got Tony. You've got anybody else that you text. Pretty much would love it.
I mean, I don't know who else
I would be interested in enough to do that with. And it's probably there's time to that too. I don't want to call my text all the time. Random people.
Oh, geez, no. That would be ridiculous.
But, you know, one or two, it's kind of nice.
I know, exactly. Yeah, I think it'd be nice. And especially, I think it would help us set up for parties better too, right? Like, there's that one that was like a good kisser that you had. There was one who you told me Remember that party we went to? It was the glow party, and I left early, and you were sitting on the floor like her. She's single.
Yeah. Single girl, yeah.
Single girl, yeah, like her. But I think there's some options out there, you know?
There's one or two. Yeah,
I know.
So maybe we'll just limit to the two for now and see how it rolls.
To the two what?
Just two people.
Okay, no more.
Yeah, because of time, and then just the, it might be overwhelming.
Okay, but you still want me to not do it until you do
Yeah, I think that'll be like tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's, yeah. So that's all I would ask. I'm behind this. It's still a little bit jealous giving, but
we'll talk about that.
Especially if it's transparent. I mean, I could see us getting to the point where I help you write them. You know, like you help me write what would be the sexiest thing
to say
right now from a woman's perspective. And that's the fun part
of
this. We talked about the fun part of dating this way is that you're dating together.
Exactly.
We're dating people together, and we get to have a friend, lover that we are talking to about the other people.
I love the idea. My biggest excitement about doing this is the thought of us every night swapping phones. And be like, oh my God, this is hilarious. Oh my God.
What? Yeah, it doesn't sound like it'll bother you, given what you just told me.
No.
If it will bother you, I don't want to do it.
No. Today has been a really good day for me in terms of like, it just like you said, happened with you with time. Even just tonight, I feel like if you wanted to get a hotel room with Jasmine, I'd be like, okay.
Why is that different now?
I don't know.
Like just time.
I just
processing.
I think it is. Yeah. And I mean,
now that it's off the table.
I know.
Yeah,
right?
Go do it. Have fun. Oh, wait, you can't.
Well, he did say in the text, for now.
Yeah.
So I think it's not totally off the table forever. What my guess is that the MFM will go really well. You are so respectful. He's going to learn to like you and trust you. And then after that, he's going to be like, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go for it.
And would you do the same?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Especially if the governor was off my text.
Yeah. Okay. Then no governors. No rules. That's what we always used to say when we were full of shit.
I mean, yeah.
We never had any explicit rules. We just had rules we didn't know about.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Except the condom rule. That was a rule. So anything else on this?
And
cap off all this.
So
four episodes of processing and analyzing and letting people listen to our innermost, darkest secrets.
I know. So I'll text our four-way chat and say, I am 100% on board with you and Jasmine continuing your text/sex. Super hot. And I don't know. Yeah. I'll figure out a way to say that. Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for hanging in there with us. This has been a thing for us. This is a huge milestone in our relationship.
Yeah.
And I think we processed it pretty well. We went through the hard times. And this is the hard times everyone has told us about that we didn't know about. We thought, oh, we got off easy, you know, like,
yeah,
this isn't so hard. But then you put in something that feels like a real threat, and then you've got to work it out.
Yeah.
And even if nothing ever happens with that person, you still have to work it out with each other and go down into the feelings, why you're feeling that way, where it's coming from, try and tame the monster of catastrophe that sometimes comes up. And just working together, I hope our processing has helped you guys out there learn maybe other ways you can address a lot of these things. I don't even know if ours is a great way to do it, but I feel like just given where we are, it was a good example of how to do these things. And I think bringing in a third party, not the third party we usually want, but a third party professional like Chloe to help us through it. I think we spent 3 hours with her on the phone. It was super helpful to just have that third party talking to us and helping us through our feelings. So
you guys reach out to her at swoon.coach. She's amazing.
She's great.
Yeah, hire her ASAP if you're in a state. It really helped us.
So with that, I guess we'll cap off this series.
Well, for now.
For now. Oh, yeah. We'll add on. We'll have more for you guys.
Oh, always.
So appreciate you all. And send us those 5-star reviews. Send us your emails. We always answer every email. And hit us up on Instagram at hackinglove_podcast or our Facebook group, which is in the show notes. So hope to hear from you guys soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.